Okay, let's get into the malacha of tzviya coloring. Okay, we did. It's been a couple of weeks, but we had. Remember, we did the section of malabein, gozes, malabein, and soveya are three of the middle malachas. The second stage, where the first 11, we discussed various elements of siddur depas, and then we're discussing the malacha of tzviya. We did malabein and gozes. So tzviya. What is the definition of malacha of tzviya? Coloring of any material or substance. Painting, coloring, painting a wall, coloring in a book, soveya. So, who's coloring on Shabbos? So, we'll see where this comes up. Because, as we've said, almost every malacha can come up in some way. The first point to mention is, what is the relationship between the malacha of soveya and kosev, writing? How do you know the difference between soveya and kosev? So, you would say, okay, if I'm writing letters, I'm writing letters. If I'm coloring, you know, something, I'm coloring. But sometimes it's not so clear. What if I draw a picture? If I draw a picture, is that kosev? Is that soveya? Like, what? How do you define the malachas of soveya and malabin? If I draw a stick figure, so not dafka letters. What if I draw a picture? So the Stipler has a very important definition for us in the first source, the Stipler in the Kilos Yaakov and Shabbos in Simon Mem, where he discusses soveya and kosev are kind of opposites. Soveya is fixing and beautifying the backgrounds, while kosev is just using the background to write something on it. Again, soveya is, there's an existing surface and I'm beautifying it. The crayon, now I am coloring the background. There was a picture there, now it's a colored picture. What I do is servicing what's already there, that's soveya. Kosev, there is a background, and you can't write in the air. So if you can't write in the air, so you need some type of background to ground it. So if you're just using the background to ground it, so that's the malacha of kosev. That's the malacha of kosev. The surface is just a background. The ikar is the writing the letter, writing a symbol. Right, and that's what the Stipler says. You have it there. The chilik bin kosev l'salveya. Who? Dein tzviya hu asiyas tikun bedover hanitzva shemashbicho umiyapeyu bazet. The malacha of coloring is when you do something to appreciate and make better and make beautiful what's already there. Umalechas ksiva hi ifcha. Ksiva is kind of the opposite. Shahadavar shenechtav alav, the thing that is written on, hu mishamesh laha osios, that serves the letters. The ikaro lasias osios miskavin. And the ikar is the letters. Ewel, afishi efsha lasos osios parchos ba'avir, but because you can't write letters in the air, muchrach lasos no davar mamashi, you need some type of background. Kadeshi is kaimu, so that it stays. Venimsa shani ar mishamish laosios. So the paper is serving the letters, not the letters making the paper better. Velokim lechas soveya shat tzviya mishamish lashbiach as adavar hamakabel es atzeva. So that's an important discussion. Reviviat discusses, what if you have letters and you, let's say you have something written and you want to make the letters more beautiful. So you color around the letters. Sometimes you have a sign up, happy birthday. So you have the letters, and then you write an outside of the letters to like make it more defined. So you wrote letters. But that might be tzoveya. Because you are beautifying what's already there. Right? Not cozy, even though you might be writing letters. So again, this is the definition, though, of the Stipler. Okay, a couple of important parts of the definition of tzviya. The Rambam, based on the Mishnah, is talking about the difference between permanent and non-permanent coloring. Miskayim or eina miskayim. This is something that occurs, that comes up by many malachas. You have kosher, miskayim or eina miskayim. You have other malachas that we'll see, that are not permanent. So we'll see. Eina miskayim, to be daraisa, it has to be permanent. Where the Rambam says in source number 2, eina tzoveya chayiv, remember chayiv means daraisa. Pater means durabanan. Einach tzoveya chayiv achi etzeva miskayim. It has to be something that lasts. Something that lasts. How long does it have to last to be considered daraisa? 10 years? 5 years? 1 day? How much does miskayim have to last? We'll see. Avoseno tzeva she'ena miskayim, but tzeva that's not miskayim at all, it's not permanent. Because what you have your srak, we'll see, a woman puts on makeup, that's not going to be a daraisa, pater. That's going to be pater. That's aser de rabbanan. The Magen Mishnah says you learn it from kosev. Just like kosev, you have the Ptur of Einam Miskayim, so too you have the Ptur of Bait Soveya Einam Miskayim. But there are two types of Einam Miskayim. There are two types of Einam Miskayim that is Asur Durabanan. Again, Asur Daraisa is only if it's permanent. Asur Daraisa. Asur Durabanan is even if it's not permanent. Einam Miskayim. So the one type is where it's not Miskayim because it fades over time. It fades over time. I put on a collar, we'll get to makeup. Woman puts on makeup, so how long is that going to last? It's from the moment she puts it on, it's falling off. Right? It fades over time by itself. Many cosmetics, and that's Asur D'Rabbanan. Right? That's the Rambam says in Perach HaVeis, in Source number 3, Hatsoveya me'avos malachos leficach, Asur le'isha la'avir srak apanel. Women can't put on normal makeup, lipstick, rouge, anything, mipnei shehi, kitsova'as. It's like Soveya. It's not going to last forever, but you know, a woman can put on makeup right before Shabbos, and for most women, it lasts most of Shabbos. But she puts on makeup right before Shabbos. How long must it last? What's called Miskayim? That is very unclear. The Shaar HaTzion, in source number 4, the Mishnah Berurah of the Shaar HaTzion quotes a machlokes, what he thinks is a machlokes, Rashi Rambam. Rambam seems to say that it has to last for at least the rest of Shabbos, and that's it. Sounds like from the Rambam, based on the simple reading of the Mishnah in Shabbos Kufbeis, right? The Mishnah Berurah in Source number 4 quotes the Mishnah. Kol ose malacha umalachto miskayemes b'Shabbos chayiv. Anyone who does malacha and the malacha is miskayim on Shabbos chayiv. Mashma lachora dafilu miskayemes rakal yom haShabbos lachod. It sounds like even if it's just Miskayim, it just lasts for Shabbos. Because it says, if you do Malacha and it lasts on Shabbos, Chayiv. But he says, if you look in Rashi, Rashi gives away a secret there. Rashi, over there, says on Ha'ose, right, he says on the word, B'Shabbos, A'ose Malacha Koi. Meaning, it's as if the Mishnah read, Kalose Malacha B'Shabbos, U'malachto Miskayemis. Meaning, it sounds like it has to last forever, or longer than just one day. So we're machmir, if something's for other malachas too. If something's going to last for 24 hours, that's called miskayim. We say that by kosher, we say that by kosev, we say that by soveya too. So if it's going to last 24 hours, that's already miskayim. But anything less than that, be machmir like the Rambam. Anything less than that would not be miskayim. So that's number one, how something could be eino miskayim. Because it fades by itself. But there's another type of Einam Miskayim. If you look back in the Rambam, in source number 2, the Rambam says, Aval Seva She'Einam Miskayim Klal. Kagon, right? Seva, color that is not forever. Kagon She'ever Srak O She'Shor Agavi Barzel. Pater. Shahare Ata Ma'aviro L'Shaito. Because it could easily be removed. Ve'Einot Soveya Klum. And that's not coloring. If something can easily be removed, that's not coloring. Right, so what does that mean? The Minchas Chinuch can't believe it. What do you mean? Let me ask you something. If you write with a pencil on Shabbos, is that going to be Durabanan because it could be erased? Says the Minchas Chinuch, say many other Achronim. There are many malachos that you could undo very easily. You build something and you break it. And you call it, just because it can be removed easily doesn't mean that if you don't remove it, it's not permanent. So it's a very difficult line to know if the Rambam really means it. So this is a big discussion. If it could be easily removed, but it is a pencil writing can last for 10 years. Okay, over time it fades, but not so fast. But what if you have, I don't know if they have them anymore, I mean, growing up they used to have erasable pens. Right, they still have it. Okay, so it's just like a pencil. What, you're going to tell me that's not going to be daraisa because it's undoable? So that's why. So yeah.
A whiteboard is even easier.
Right, a whiteboard. Right, you write on a whiteboard, a chalkboard. Right, so you're going to tell me that's derabbana. So it sounds like that way from the Rambam, but that can stay there for years. So again, Reverbiat in source number 6, you turn over. He has rayas that he thinks. Yeah, he assumes if it's undoable, it's not called the malacha yet. He brings an interesting raya from the Chelkas Mechokek, right, one of the classic commentaries on Evan Ezer, who says, in the middle of source number 6, you're not supposed to give a get. Right, a get, we have a sofa, right, a get on klaf. You shouldn't give a get, not on daf, on klaf, on anything, but you shouldn't give a get until the ink dries. Why? Why do you have to wait till the ink dries? Right? Atzit tisyabish aksiva v'chasima yata. Until he dries well. Right? So why is that? The Chalakas Mechokik says, why? Shahare eno shel kayama. It's not permanent yet. It's not permanent yet? Why isn't it permanent yet? Because it's not dry yet. So it sounds like maybe because you can still remove it, you can still erase it while it's still wet. So there is some evidence, but it's not so clear. But either way, if it's only that, definitely the first one is for sure derabanan. If it's going to last for a couple of hours, that is tzviya midrabanan. The third level is not asur at all. If something is enum eskayim klal, let's say I take purple cellophane paper and put it on a table. So did I just color the table purple? No, that's not miskayim at all. That's not a true, coloring. You didn't do anything there, right? So therefore, that's not called coloring, and therefore that's not miskayim at all, right? Putting purple paper on a white table, putting white powder on a black surface, a hard surface. You didn't color it. Just wipe it. That's not anything. Right, like by Kosev we have, we didn't discuss Kosev yet, but Kosev, we have Kosev Daraisa, that lasts forever. Then you have Kosev Darabana, things that will fade over time. Like, let's say you write your name on a fogged up window. You write Shabbat Shalom. You should write Chilul Shabbat Shalom, right? Because that's an Issa Darabana, because that's going to, but what if I go in the air with my fingers and I write Shabbat Shalom in the air? That's nothing. That's not the same as Kayim Klal. So you have the three levels here by Tzoveya as well. What about coloring on skin, on human skin? Right, we're talking about makeup. A lot of this is applied to the makeup. So the Avnei Nezer, this is a discussion in source number 8 and 9, that's the Shabbos home. Avnei Nezer wonders why it shouldn't be Daraisa, right? He thinks it's normal, but we assume in Pashtus that it is Durabana. Okay. So this is all background to Tzoveya. Now let's get into the actual cases. Lamaisa cases of Tzoveya. So the most common discussion, the first thing you have to talk about are cosmetics. Generally, mostly for women. Cosmetics. Almost all cosmetics are also Darabanan to wear on Shabbos. Lamaisa, as we will see. They do make, we'll get to it. Let's first see the background. It colors the skin. Anything that colors the skin for a couple of hours, right? Even if it's going to be less than 24 hours, we assume is Einam Eskayim is the Lasa Durabanan. If it's going to last 24 hours, then it could be Daraisa, according to that Rambam. But if it's Usur, if it's less, it's going to be a problem. And that's based on the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch already quotes it. Shulchan Aruch in source number 11. Usur le'isha shetaver b'shabes rak al panel. A woman can't put red type of coloring on her face. Mishum soveya. Right? She can't do it. And then it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Avag Avdolodin is Kavna L'Tzviya, even if she doesn't have Kavana for Tzviya. What does that mean? She wants to put on the makeup. She doesn't want herself to be red, she just wants herself to look good and people to think. But either way, it's Psik Resha, it's the way for a woman to become beautiful by doing this, and therefore it is Asur. Bitamza Asura Lichol B'Shabbos. She can't put any type of coloring element on her face. There are those that say maybe it's even Daraisa because this is the normal way to do it. This is the normal way to color. Maybe that's because Einam Eskayim is if you do something unusual. But here, there are those that suggest maybe it's even Daraisa. Okay, we assume Pashas, it's Darabanan. The Shmir Shabbos says, nail polish. Right, nail polish would be a problem. Even clear nail polish. Right, also litain laka. Laka is nail polish, all at Tzipranayim, source 13. Hein laka tzivonis, hein laka shkufa. Either if it's clear. Ramosha Feinstein, lipstick. Liskashi Lisha, but lipstick. Right, lipstick has two problems. Right, it has the changing the form of the thing. That itself is a problem of mimareach. Right, mimachik. Asura mimdeshetam, asura mimachik, amyasur tzviya. Right, vimlach, and even if it's liquidy, it's more moist. Shaleka mimachik, yeshal kapanim, isur tzviya. Putting on lipstick. There is an unusual tshuva. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. You have it there at source 16. What if somebody goes outside and takes a nap in the sun outside because they want to get suntan on Shabbos? And that's their purpose. If you walk outside on Shabbos and you take a walk and you happen to get a little color, That's misasig. That's not a problem. But if, what if somebody goes out to dafka take a snooze in the sun in order to get suntans? So the Minchas Yisrael assumes it could be a problem. In Nachal Kabbal B'Shabbes Zanabad Menichim Atzmam Neged Hashemesh Hashemesh Yisrofosam. He assumes it's usher. Other poskim, Rav Shechter and Rabbi Willig and others, the Azidbru assume, no, that's, you didn't do any coloring. You want to say it's not Dumi the Mishkan? You didn't do any act. So, very hard to say that would be included. Okay, but either way, but all other issues of Sviya are at least usher Rabbanan. So, what about there is some. If you look in some of the next couple of tshuvas I gave you from Rav Ovadia and the Minchas Yitzchak, right? They talk about that they make some type of special Shabbos makeups. And they sell it a Shabbos makeup with Hechsherim. That it's so, basically you have to get it from Einu Miskayim to Einu Miskayim Klal. It doesn't have an oil base. It's just like pure powder that goes on the face. It's kind of like putting the powder on the surface. So if you could get it like that, so it stays on the face enough that a woman feels good that it's on the face, but like if she like shakes her face around and moves too much, that it's kind of like, that's what the Shabbos makeup is about, right? To get it from Einu Miskayim to Miskayim. And again, generally women could put on, let me see it this way, there are different types of women. Women that won't be seen outside without makeup and women that would be seen outside without makeup. So if it's a woman that won't be seen without makeup and it's very embarrassing to her, then she's looking for an option. So you can't violate a Nisa Drabana and Stam. But if it's this kind of, you know, makeup that's totally, based on powder, so then that would be okay. And I gave you a couple of tshuvas. You see Rav Avadia, you see Rav Moshe. Based on a lot of it is based on this Rav Moshe in source number 20. He says, Yesh Lizar, he says, L'hatim ha'atam ebine avkat efor, powder, hatzvuim. It was just powders that go on top. And based on this Rav Moshe, they have these types of, turn a couple of pages, I just gave you some of the literature on it. It is okay. Again, sometimes it comes up. Generally, most women, let's say, even with makeup, would put on makeup right before Shabbos, and it would last for a good number of hours, even into Shabbos. But if a woman has to go to the mikvah, let's say, on Friday night, then you can't have any makeup on beforehand. And then she comes back, it might be very, very embarrassing. She doesn't want anybody to know she went to the mikvah that night. Then she walks into to the house. So then it's more of a tzarech. You're looking for, again, you can't violate Isur Daraisa just for that. But if you have options, so then that's why it would come up. It would come up, and it's a case where a woman would not be able to put on before Shabbos. Okay. And you have there also 23, or Ribiyat. There are those who permit it, but he says, unfortunately, this does not hold true in all cases. Often the powders contain an oil base that causes the blush to adhere and become well absorbed in the skin. There is no clear consensus among the leading poskim, b'chulu, so one should ask their local rav and look at the hechsherim on the Shabbos makeups. Okay, let's get into other cases. So that was cosmetics. That was a big discussion. Okay, number two. Invisible ink. Right, that's also the rabban. What does that mean? It means you write and then it disappears over time. So that's what in certain hospitals in Shari Tzedek, you try to get the non-Jews to write, but in certain wards, if you use a type of pen that the ink disappears within 24 hours, so you write the notes and then you have to come back and rewrite them within 24 hours, that would be better. If you have to write, because it's pikuach nefesh, so it's better to do a rabban than a daraisa. It might not be as lamaisa, because nowadays we're using computers and not just pens and computers in general, most of the time is durabanan anyway. So, but that's something that at least could be thought about. Good. What else can we talk about? There is a discussion. What sometimes if I want to color something, but I don't want it for the color, I want it because the color tells me something. So, for example, if a diabetic has to test his urine. Right, if you want to like, you have to do a urine test on Shabbos. Right, you have to stick a stick in and it turns a certain color. You don't care if it's red or yellow or blue or pink, but you know the color tells you something. So again, if it's pikuach nefesh, then obviously. But what if somebody has to do this often and they're in a chola she'ein bo sakana, but is this an option? So you have an article there from Rav Neuwirth in Source 26. He quotes Rav Yashiv was not so keen on it, and at the end he quotes the Tzitz Eliezer. that it's for sure you're not interested in the tzviya. The ein zu derech tzviya daraisa. Ki ein zed derech tzviya. The purpose of coloring is to color something to have the item colored. If you have an item colored and then you're about to throw it out in a second, so is that really coloring? Is that really the matar of tzviya? And ein derech tzviya bakach. Litzvoa, lo lamataris tzviya, kim lamataris havchana machla. You're just testing, you know, to test for the illness. Vatzviya kshila atzva derech lichluch. And you don't really care, we'll get back to that, but a little bit later. And the tzviya itself is you're just throwing it out. And therefore, there are definitely kulas here, especially in this type of case, where Echola, the Shmir Shabbos quotes it, and others, that it's mutar litzarech. Basically, if you need to do it, you can do it. No, let's say, but it says, what happens if somebody wants to do a strep test on Shabbos? Somebody has to do, remember, a couple of years ago, it was very serious, but I wanted to do a corona test. There were those that, and that was in certain stages, pikuach nefesh. So can you do a corona test on Shabbos? Right? How do you do it? You do the drips and the this and the that, and you have to look for a color, and look for a line. So again, the poskim discussed it then, whether that was allowed. Again, often it didn't make a difference so much, halacha l'maisa. In terms of if you did it today, if you did it tomorrow, then you know, you would wait. But if it was of a need, as soon as one can, so then that would be an issue that one would have the heter if one wants to. That's in terms of testing again diabetics or the like on Shabbos. Interesting discussion. Turning the page, the next topic that comes up is source 31. Sometimes you have a bathroom, maybe not in your own house, and you go into a bathroom, all of a sudden you flush, or you see in the flusher they have like this blue thing in the toilet. So when you flush, it's going to shoot out some of the blue and it's going to make the water blue. So people do that, so it's always a good scent and it smells good, but you're coloring the water. So there also, you don't really care about the water, do you? You just want it to smell good. Or maybe not. Or maybe when people see the blue water, they're like, oh, it's clean. Right? Oh, this is a nice bathroom. It smells good. So maybe you want the water. Maybe you want the color. So lamaisa, lechadchila, one shouldn't, you know, there are enough clear ones. But, you know, if that's the only bathroom you have, that's the only bathroom you have. Kavod habrius. And at most, it's a derabanan. So derabanan would be mutar b'shem kavod habrius if this is the only bathroom that you have. But you know, lechadchila, one shouldn't put it in their houses. 31. The Shmir Shabbos says mutar lahachlis chomer mechatei lemechal. You could put the disinfectant into the toilet b'meis hashimush. Avol yizor milish tamish b'chomer gazeshu tzoveis amayim. Right, but be careful. And the Shmir Shabbos and the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says v'espei mishum tzoveya. You want to color the water. Better want to color the water. Again, try your best. If one could get out of it, again, there's kulas, it's grama, psik reshai de grama is mutter, right? But yeah.
Is it a problem enough that you should take it out?
That's a good question. You know, if it's possible, maybe to remove it with gloves or whatever, or getting too grossed out, it's definitely like a chila not to use it, to use a different bathroom, because it seems like it's coloring. But again, if you think it could be looked at as psik reishai de grama, you're flushing the toilet, right? The flushing of the toilet causes that to come out, and we've said in past year, psik reishai de grama is mutter. Right, so therefore, this is psik reishai de grama, right? Or is it grama? How would you say not grama? What's the grama here? It's direct. You flush, and it causes the water to come out. So maybe it's not grama. What was grama? It hits one surface, and then goes to another surface. Now we gave the example of throwing the water off your sukkah. That first is going to hit the cement, and then it's going to go to the grass. That's grama, two stages. Here, maybe it's not grama. So Rav Riviat discusses that, whether it's grama of or not. What about glasses that become sunglasses in the sun? You know, is that okay on Shabbos? I really hope it is. Right? That's Rav Moshe already talks about this, Baruch Hashem, a long time ago. In 1972, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in source 34, Bedvar Mishkafayim, Shenikra Fodogar. Right, so what's the halacha? Bedvar Zchuchis Shom Mishkafayim, Shenikra Fodogar. Shenasa Bofan Zeh, Kishahochim B'Shemesh, Heim Kamo Mishkafei Shemesh. There are sunglasses in the sun. Ukshaochim bitzel, and when you're in the shade, nasa b'chazara meshach regoim, a few moments, bahir, kizchuchas regilas, so much kavaim, it comes like regular glasses. So is that coloring? Eini roe baze iser, says Rav Moshe, no problem. There's no problem, it's mutter. Why? Lo mishum soveya, v'lo mishum misakin mana. It's not coloring, and it's not fixing anything. Dehalo nitzva klum. Right? You didn't color anything. Midba mara harishon b'chazara. And it goes back and forth. V'chein choza chalila kama pa'amim. Right? This is the yisod that's called, Rabibia calls it this, but other poskim have it with different words, derech tashmisho. If something is meant to be done and undone, so then that's not a true malacha. Right? If you close up a hole in the wall with a board, so that's the malacha of bona. If you close the door, and in that way close the wall, so that's nothing. Right? So what's the difference? You're both closing up a wall. The door is not a true connection. It's meant to be opened and closed and opened and closed. And even if you're closing the door and you say, I'm not opening this door for 5 years, it's still okay because it's a door. So too, you have that by zippers. Zippers on Shabbos. Generally, the accepted psak is that you could zip and unzip on Shabbos because that's not a true connection. It's meant to be done and undone all the time. So even if I'm zipping up my talis bag on Shabbos and I'm not going to use this until next Shabbos, most poskim say that that's okay because zippers is not a true connection. That's not really tofer. So too here, the glasses is meant to be sunglasses and regular glasses and sunglasses and regular glasses is meant, and therefore it is not a problem. That's Rav Moshe and that's the Shmir Shabbos also. It is fine. Right? Fine. Ain lots of, he talks about whether you could wear sunglasses in a place without an Eruv. That's not regular glasses. But he says in the footnote, Ein b'shem mishum iser tzviya, mikivach adam atzmo eino tzoveya, a person himself is not coloring. It's like getting tanned. It's like getting tanned. Just like you're getting tanned, we said most poskim assume it's not a problem, so too your glasses are getting tanned. Vein v'chein v'gam ein letzeva ze kol kiyum kiyum shemiyat shenichlas letzel hatzeva choser lekamosha haya bitchila v'hevi ka'asui lin ol b'leftoach tamid. It's like the door. It's like the door, and it is not a problem, right? It's even less than einu miskayim. Rav Avadya also says similarly. Rav Avadya says that it's not dumi the mishkan. Mishkan, you did something active in order to color something. Right, you took an ink and you colored. Here, you're walking outside and you're walking inside. That's not coloring. Rav Avadya assumes. Right, he says on source 37. To call the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun leesar af bedavar sheinu miskayim. Vari tzviya shaisa b'mishkan haisa idit tzviya b'chomer mamashi. You need some type of tangible color. Hanitan al gufacher. Right, Masha'en came line 11, Bitzvias hazagugius, ho asuyas mechomer, haragish lakarni, or something in the chemicals in the glass, that's not a problem. Okay. So this is coloring. Again, obviously, polishing shoes on Shabbos would be a classic example of coloring that also would not be allowed. There are two very important exceptions, possible exceptions to the rule of Tzviya. Two possible exceptions. You have to turn the page. You have it on there, on where it says Melech HaTzviya Beis, on the next page. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Litein Karkom B'Tavshil. Karkom is some type of colored spice. And it's going to color the spice. It's going to color the food. Mutter. You're allowed to put spices in a food, even though that's going to color the food. Why? V'en Lachash L'Mishum Soveya. What do you mean? You're coloring. What about making tea on Shabbos? Forget Bishul. You're coloring the water. Ain't Tzviya ba'ochlin. Yisod gadol. Ain't Tzviya ba'ochlin. There's no Tzviya when it comes to food. Why is that? Okay, let's turn the page for a second, then we'll come back. So there are different svaras that are given. Rav Ribiat on the next page says, maybe again, I said, they ain't lomar, the afinami mishkan. The davar machol mufka miachat soveya. Don't say that. Oh, because they didn't color food in the Mishkan. You're never so specific by the melachas haMishkan. They color things. So food should be included. But the point is, Ella line 6. The tam de'ein tzviya ba'ochlin mishum de'ein derech ochlin litzovam. It's not the derech to color food. You eat food. You don't color food. Food might get colored along the way. If I'm going to dip a French fry into ketchup, it's going to get red. But that's not, I don't want the French fry red. I'm just eating. V'gam kavanas hatzovei l'shem tzvi'a batzmusa rakadei l'takin ochel. I'm just making it better. And therefore, it's not a problem. And then he says, maybe it's eino miskayim klau. He says in the next source. So is he like in the third category? Are you going to eat it? So therefore, either way, whatever the svar is, eitzvia ba'ochlin, we paskin. And that is what the Shmir Shabbos says. That's what the others say. The only time that it might not be true, and one might probably should be machmer lechatchila, is if you're coloring l'shem the coloring. Meaning if I put hummus on a cracker, so I'm coloring the cracker, that's fine. But I'm not doing that to make the cracker a colorful color. But let's say, what's the classic example? It's Pesach. It's Pesach. And I learned the Shulchan Aruch that there's a lechatchila to use red wine, but I like white wine better. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take white wine. I'm going to put a drop of red wine into the white wine so that it's red wine and I'm zecher to the dam and I fulfill that Shulchan Aruch. That it works out. But, you know, that's a problem. So now I'm coloring, not stam for food, but I'm coloring l'shem the color. So that could be a potential problem. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos says. In that case, l'chadchila, put the red wine in the cup first and then pour the white wine in it. Because that's not coloring. That would be okay. You're still changing, but it's not called an act. Because there's red wine in there, a little bit of red wine, but now the post can assume that that's not a...
It won't be red anymore.
What? It won't be red. It'll still be red. It won't be as red. The point is, you're doing this so that you have red wine. So, but the white wine is not going to be red anymore. But that's not called coloring, and therefore that's one example. The lechatchila we should be choshesh and put the colored material in first. The other heter that's given. By the way, that heter some don't hold of the Mishnah Berurah quotes because it's not in the Gemara. It's based on the Rishonim. But either way, that's something that that most assume that you can rely on. And the second one is, what about a heter that's found by the Rishonim by a different malacha, but not by this one, but some apply to this one too. That's the heter called Derech Lichluch. Derech Lichluch. That means you're not coloring, you're not cleaning, you're wiping, you're cleaning up. You know, let's say we discussed it by Malabein. What about drying your hands on a towel? So is that cleaning the towel? No, you're wiping your hands. Wiping your hands is not cleaning the towel. So let me ask you this. What if your hands are dirty? You ate strawberries and now your hands are all red. Is there any issue with wiping your hands on a towel? The towel is going to become red. That's coloring. You don't color. Psikresha. You're coloring the towel red. So there might be a heter called Derech Lichluch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch right here. Yesh mi sheomer. Some say, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this issue. Let's see what he says. Yesh mi sheomer. Sheochal tutim o sharpei ros hatzovim. If somebody eats colored fruit, tzarech li zaher. Be careful. Shelo yigab yadav tzvuos begadav. Don't touch your clothing with colored hands. Obamapa mishum tzovea. There is a problem. He says dipping your bread into fruit, that's not a problem. Ain't tzviyah ba'ochlin. But this is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Shulchan Aruch does not quote the heter of Derech Lichluch. Where does Derech Lichluch start with? So I gave you have the Radvaz. The Radvaz has Derech Lichluch by Libun. By Libun in source number 12. So there you could say, right, Lichluch, wiping, is the opposite of the malacha of cleaning. But the question is, does it apply in our case? So the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes Mekilim. Let's say you have a spill. You have a spill of soda that's colored. You want to wipe it up. You want to use a towel to wipe it up. So are you coloring the towel? So the Mishnah Berurah says, b'makom tzarech yish Mekilim. Right? You see in the Mishnah Berurah, yish Mekilim, because that kibush yederech lichlich, v'yish lismoch aleim hecha di'yef shalol yizar bazeh. What's better? Better is to use disposable. Disposable is not called real coloring. Disposable, right? That's what the Shmir Shabbos says towards the end. The Shmir Shabbos says in 15. First of all, you can wipe your mouth. You can wipe your mouth. That's why you can't wipe your mouth. You have to go to the sink every time. You can wipe your mouth, but mapetam yuchedes lakach. V'im nislach lech pipa ochal tzoveya. if your mouth is dirty with a ochel that's colored, come cocoa or tut eitz, yishtad l'shot v'mayim. He says better, like the Shohanar says, better to wipe it with water. But with a napkin that you're going to throw out, and that's for sure good. And that's why, even if somebody is fancy, you know, it's best not to use cloth napkins on Shabbos. That's what it seems to say. Even though one might say, well, it's more covet Shabbos for me to use cloth napkins. So I want to use cloth napkins. So it's not also to use cloth napkins. But there are enough fancy disposable napkins nowadays that I think you could even be covet Shabbos even if with fancy disposable. But again, if one has cloth napkins, you're allowed to use it. And you can even wipe your hands on it because that's derech lichluch, and that is a heter. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it is in the later postgame. So again, there are many examples of tzviya, and you have these last two aterim, tzviya ba'och, ein tzviya ba'ochlim, which is in the Shulchan Aruch. Derech lichluch, what is not in the Shulchan Aruch, but many rely on it, b'shas hatzorach. Okay, this takes us through tzviya. Maybe next time we'll do a couple of other malachas that come up very lamaisa. Okay, we'll stop.
What's going on with this?